SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A massive winter storm continues to hit large parts of the country, dumping snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Frigid temperatures, power outages, and treacherous road conditions were widespread. The National Weather Service says the storm is expected to continue through Monday. President Trump approved emergency declarations for at least a dozen states by Saturday. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli says a massive winter storm continues to hit large parts of the country.
We're still expecting, especially for portions into the Ohio Valley and the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, we're still expecting some heavy snowfall accumulations. Could see up to 1 to 2 feet in parts of the Northeast today.
The latest figures show the U.S. economic growth is being fueled by strong consumer spending.
The Commerce Department says the economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years from July through September. Those numbers are being touted by the White House as evidence that President Trump's economic policies are working. Analysts say that wealthier Americans are spending more, while lower-income households struggle with high prices. Despite the economic boom, job creation is low and the labor market remains tight. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Toyota will recall about 162,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. after it was discovered that the vehicle's multimedia displays could compromise driver safety. The recall affects the company's model year 2024-2025 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid line of trucks. Affected customers are currently being notified, Toyota says. This is SRN News. America's moms and dads like religious freedom.
A new report from the Beckett Fund finds that most parents support the recent Supreme Court decision allowing kids to be opted out of public school lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. There is also broad support for multiple court decisions allowing students to use state vouchers to pursue education at religious schools. The Beckett poll asked Americans about religious pluralism, religion sharing, and church-state relations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Having a large number of Christians in a country does not necessarily protect against persecution. A new report from International Christian Concern reveals that in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Christians represent roughly 95% of the nation's population, yet they are being slaughtered at alarming rates. Much of the killing is being done by Islamist groups. This is SRN News. Russian attacks on Ukraine have killed one person and wounded 31 overnight as negotiators from Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S. were set to meet in Abu Dhabi for a second day of talks aimed at ending Moscow's nearly four-year invasion.
It seems like Russia was targeting the civilian infrastructure here, the civilian heating and power infrastructure. What Ukraine says is happening, and it's what many people I've been speaking to here believe too. They feel like this is a deliberate kind of punishment for them for refusing to surrender to Russia and to what it wants. And of course, those hardline positions have been presented again at the talks in Abu Dhabi, where Russia has said it wants all of that land in the eastern Donbass that it hasn't yet captured by force to be handed over by Ukraine, essentially for free, which Ukraine is saying it can't and it won't do.
BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford. And the NBA has postponed two games in Memphis and Milwaukee due to the winter storm. More details at srnnews.com.